walked outside of the Tchum. So if he only walked two amas outside the Tchum, this is the last mission of the Perek, Nun Beis and Mabeis, that Rav Lezer says his ladder walked back into the Tchum. Gimel, let's say he walked three amas outside the Tchum, then lo yikonis, he can't walk in. Is my lav, what's the svar from Rav Lezer? If you're two amas outside, you can walk back in. My lav, Rav Lezer letaimi, to yom avuhu b'yem tsoyin. He's considered in the middle of the Dalad Amas. Now, if somebody walks outside the Tchum on Shabbos, the Rabbonin gave you four Amas. You're only allowed to walk four Amas. Now, these four Amas the Rabbonin gave you is command in Mivloin Domi. According to Reb Lezer, these four Amas, we look as if you're in the middle of the four Amas. So really, you have a right to walk two Amas each way. Now, if you walked two Amas out of Tchum, so you have Dalad Amas, and we put you in the middle, so you have a right to walk two Amas. So since you can walk backwards two Amis, by walking backwards you come into the first Chum, that's why Reb Lezer says, even though you're exactly two Amis outside the Chum, you're allowed to walk in again. Because it's as far from Havlo, it's like swallowed up. Since now that you're out, you have a right to walk backwards two Amis, and that puts you back into the first Chum, you get the din of the first Chum. So you see Reb Lezer, even though on Shabbos you get yourself a new din, still if it's mixed into the first Chum, you don't lose the first din. So the Gemara, Ukami Yikonis, Alma Avlois Tchum Emilsi. You see, Avlois Tchum means something. Omale Rabba Barba Chonel Abaya. Omid Reb Lezer, Komo Isifle, yes, Nakasha from Reb Lezer, Lamar. Omale In, yes, I can ask a Kasha from him also. The Shemi Elimine Demar, that I heard, that Ad can Lepli Rabbon Led Reb Lezer, Led Varashus. Rabbon Noni Yogi, if you only go to Varashus. Avlod Var Mitzvah Moidele, if you go outside, Led you hold naf memhei. Naf memhei yom ra'alof on top. It goes, v'chol ha-yoytzim la-hatzil is choyzrin lim-koyma. This is part of the Mishnah. That the end of the Mishnah said, we'll learn the Mishnah, just let's see the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said before, Misha yotzev reshus. If somebody had a right to go out of the Tchum on Shabbos, Moshe was a doctor, he had to go see a patient, he has the right to walk out of the Tchum, v'yom ruloi kfar nasa maita. Then while he was traveling, they came to tell him, Mishno, the patient is healed already. We don't need you to go anymore. Where they tell him that he's not needed anymore, so even if he walked out of his original tchum, he has like a new tchum. Where he is now, Chacham gave him a new tchum of apayimama. Let's say his new tchum is swallowed up, is still part of the first tchum. Then consider he never left his first tchum. So as a machlokes in the Gemara, does it mean literally he never left his first chum and he still has his first chum? Or even if he left his first chum, he went to a new chum, he went 3,000 amas away, but since the new 2,000 amas is included in the first 2,000 amas, he has both chum. Then the Mishnah says, Kol ha-yoytzim lahatzel, anybody that goes out of the chum on Shabbos, I'm going to ask to save somebody. The Moshe, the goyim come to fight, so you go to the army and you leave your chum to fight the goyim. When they get finished fighting, they're allowed to come back to their mokum. They're allowed to come back into the city to be kibnei mokum. Even though they went out to fight and they had a right to go out of the tchum, still they have a right now to come back into the tchum. So the Gemara says now, whoever went out on Shabbos to fight, to save people, and mainly had a right, he had a heter to walk out of the tchum, when he gets finished fighting, he has a right to come back, to come back into the city. So the Gemara is Mashal Chura Ve'afilu Tuva. Even if he walked very far, he had to walk, let's say, 10,000 Amis. So he walked way out of the Tchum Shabbos, he walked. Very far away, he had to go to fight. Still it's Mashma, that when they get finished fighting, he has the right to walk back Mamish into the city again. He could walk back to 10,000 Amis again back. For the Gemara Kasha, I be Amarta Reisha, and the Reisha, the Mishnah said, Al Paya Mama V'suloi. The Reisha, the Mishnah said that, Kol, they said, let's say a doctor went, he started to walk 5,000 amas out, and they told him there, we don't need you anymore. So the locker is, where he's told he's not needed, he only has a new tchum of alpayim amma, that's all. He only has 2,000 amas from where he is to walk all around him. But it doesn't say he has a right to walk back home again. So why is the sefer say you do have a right to walk back home? In the Reishit's Mashmah, if you walk out of the Tchum, you only get a new Tchum, Apayim Amma, a new 2,000 Amas. But more not. And the safest Mashmah, when you went out to save, even if you went
10,000 amas away, still you have a right to walk all the way back again, 10,000 amas back home. Either Rashi said you only have a right to walk only a new alpayim amas, that's all. Omer Rav Yehudi, Omer Rav, she'chozrin b'kli zayin, lin koimim. I tell you, it means to tell us that you're allowed to walk back with the guns, with the rifles. They went out to fight with the kli zayin on, they're allowed to walk, take it back. Trashi afilu tuva means yoseh me'arba alpayim. Even if you walk more than 4,000 amis, is b'tmiyah. This is the kasha. I have your matter race. You said at the beginning of the Mishnah that heicha d'loy mivloy and alpayim islay v'suloy. When it's not muvla, if you walk more than 4,000 amis away, you only get 2,000 amis to walk backwards and not more. So Teretz says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. No, the sefer, the mission does not mean you went out, you went 4,000 amas out of Tchum. To loy shori el alapayim. If your taco went more than 4,000 amas away, you could only walk back 2,000. They gave you a new Tchum. For ho also lashmin on the what's the mechidash of the Mishnah? To choizrin, that you could come back, it means bekli zenon. You're allowed to carry your rifles, your guns back with you. For loy yarmin, we don't say. Kivon the Nasa Maisa. Once you already finished fighting, you finished the war, is Yashlichu Kli Zainam Aleim. Just for now, throw away your guns. V'lo Yechalu Shabbos Mechatzerosin. And don't be Mechalu Shabbos by walking back again with the guns. For time for us to come on. So maybe that's all the end of the Mishnah means. That in the case where you did not walk more than 4,000 amas out, you didn't walk more than where we give you new tchum now, your new tchum is muvlin the old tchum. So pshiti you're allowed to walk back home. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is you can even walk home with your guns. That's the teretz. Throughout the Gemara, oh my kusha, what b'chlav was your kasha to start off with? Dilma lahatzul shani. Maybe if you're going to fight to save, protect somebody, that's a bigger din. There, even if you walk 10,000 amas away out of your city, here the rabbanu will make all to say you're even allowed to walk back again 10,000 amas back into the city. Hey, it's the ratio the Mishnah is talking about. Sam, Mishiyotzer Brishus, you went as a doctor to save somebody, or a nurse went to help somebody, or else as Eidus HaChodesh, you wanted to see Levona. So you had to walk outside the Tchum in order to see Levona. So these cases, true, you have a right to walk out of the Tchum, but when you walk out of the Tchum, the Rabbanu will only make all, you have a new Tchum where you are. Not more. You're only allowed to walk now 2,000 Amis from where you went off. You can walk back 2,000 and not more. To say for the Mishnah, when you went to fight to save lives, maybe there were more mekel, and there we say could even walk back home. So Drashi, Dilma lahatzul shani, or Misha yotze b'shus demas nisin, the ratio of the Mishnah, ikal yukma b'edis hachodesh. That's talking about Stam Edis went to see the Levona. So in order to see it, they had to walk out of the Tchum, they walk further. Or the chachoma habo leilad, or a nurse, that's a midwife is going to help you give birth. Abol habo lahatzul m'yoyvim, but somebody went out to protect their lives from the goyim. Yesh locho shem oyevim yirdefu achrov. Let's be afraid. Maybe the goyim will come to run after you. Hilkach afilu tuva nam yichnesul yir. Here it's a swerve. You went out to fight, even though you went 10,000 amas out in the fields to fight. When you get finished fighting, as a big swerve, we let you come all the way back home again. Because if you're going to be stuck out in the fields, maybe the goyim will come and fight you again. So melo lahatzul is different. When you go to fight, then we'll make you walk all the way back home. So b'chlal, what's the kasha the Gemara is asking the steer in the Mishnah? So sefer lahatzul is different. And for the Gemara, elei kasha ha'kasha. If you want to ask a steer is from someplace else. The Tanan. We learned that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. For rishoyne loyhoyu zosin misham kol yom kuloi. Metchila, let's say Edis, wanted Friday night, they wanted to go see the Levona. They thought they saw the Levona. It's a shalom, it's Rosh Chodesh or not. They didn't see it too good. So they started to walk out on the fields to see if they'd be able to see the Levona. And they walked more than the Tchum Shabbos. They went out of the Tchum to see the Levona. So Metchilas Adin, they didn't give them any kula. Wherever they ended up and they saw the Levona, the Rabbonim only gave them Dalad Amis. That's all. Loihoye Zozim Isham. They weren't allowed to walk out of the Dalad Amis Kola Yom Kulay. Later, Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, he made a takono, Sheyesh Dem Alpayim Am L'cho Ruach. No, it's about they went out for Rishus, the Edis went to see the Levona, so they went out of their Tchum Rishus, so Rabbanan will make up for them to give them like a new Tchum. Wherever they ended up, they have a right to walk Alpayim Am from where they ended up. For Lo Yelu Bovad Omru, not only would Rabbanan make up Edis that went out of their Tchum to see the Levona, El Afilo Chachoma, Habo Leilot, even if a midwife, went out to help Elisha give birth. So this is the kasha now. And even if people went to fight, they went to war, to save from the enemy, or else they heard the river was overflowing, or else they heard the walls are caving in, and you went out to help them to save them, or else there was a fire out in the fields, and you went out the way out in the fields, you went out to save the fire. All these cases, if you go into a new city, you have a local like the Anshayir of the new city, and about you walk now, you walk 10,000 amas on Shabbos to save the people from the fire, or to save the Mapolis, or else here the Kashrus, even in Agayas, Mashab, you went to fight the enemies on Shabbos, still, when you go into the new city, you become like the new city there, and you only have Alpayimam in the new city, Vesulay, but you're not allowed to walk back home. So that's what it says in the Mishnah, the Din in Rosh Hashanah. So it's a kasha from our mission here. Our mission here in Erevin is Mashma called Hayotzer Mahatzil. If you go out to fight on Shabbos, you go to protect somebody, then Chosim Lam Kaimam. Mashma, no matter how far you had to walk out of the tomb to fight on Shabbos, but once you got finished fighting, the Rabbanu will make you allowed to walk all the way back home. And here in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's Mashma, no, you only have like a new tomb. You can only walk 2,000 Amos from where you finished fighting. Say as the Stira. The Sulay, I the Kashra is Viamarto, Kolayotan Lahatsu, Khazan and Kaimam, Afilutuva. This is the Stira. And now Mishnah Ervin is Mashma, that if you go to fight to protect somebody, then no matter how far you walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos, you have a right to walk all the way back to the original Tchum. And here it's Mashma, even if you go Minagayis, you go to fight the army, still, you only have a new Tchum, that's all Apayimama. Omer Avyudom Arav, Shechazwim Beklizayin Lim Kaimam. I tell you, all our Mishnah means is not that you have a right to walk all the way back to home. No, we're talking about the Mishnah where you do not leave your Tchum Shabbos altogether. So what's the Chiddush of come back home? That you're allowed to carry the guns back home. I would think maybe you only carry your guns when you go to fight. But maybe after you finish fighting, you have to put the guns down and you can't carry them home. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. No, you're allowed to carry the Kli Zion Lim Kaiman. Kiratanya, like there's a raya for this, like we learned. For Rishoina, that the Sefta, the Rishoina, Hoyamanichin, Klezainam, the Beis HaSomach Lechoina. But Chila, when the Yidin used to go out to fight on Shabbos, they had a right to carry the guns with them as Pikuach Nefesh. But when they finished fighting, they used to put all the guns away in the first house of the city. When they came back into the city, Hey Pshita, they didn't leave the guns out in the fields. Maybe the enemy will come and take it from them. So they had a right to bring the guns back into the city. But in the first house they would meet, that's the house they would put all the guns in. That's what happened with Chila. No pamachas hikiru bemoivim. The Goyim saw what happened. That what? That the Goyim put all the Kli, that the Eden put all their Kli Zainas, all their guns, into one house. They rod for achrayim. So the Goyim ran after them. V'nichnesu lito Kli Zainam. And it was a small house, a small entrance. So the whole army started to run back into this house to get their guns. V'nichnesu oivehem achrayim, and the Goyim came running after the Eden. Docha kuzeh zeh, so the Eden panicked, and they started to push one another in the small entrance to get into this house to get their guns. V'hor kuzeh zeh, and the Eden killed one another by pushing, yoyseh mimashogu oivim, more than the Goyim killed the Eden. And that's the mice that happened. Is voice is sure at this time, right after that, Chom made a takono, is his kinu the Chom then made a takono, she yuchoizrin lim koimo beklizenum. That when they get finished fighting on Shabbos, and they have their guns with them, they're allowed to carry their guns back home. They don't have to leave it in the shortcut, leave it in the first house in the city. No, you're allowed to take your gun back home. Because Vait, it's still called the Tzorach Pikuach Nefesh. Because maybe the Goyim will come again to fight again on Shabbos, and you have to have your Kli Zayinim ready. So merely you have a Heta to carry their Mamish all the way back to your house. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That Kol HaYotzim Lahatzel, somebody went out to fight, to protect himself with guns, is Chozim Koyim, they're allowed to walk back to the house with their Kli Zayinim. It's not a Shaila you went out of the Tchum. It could be you didn't even walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos. It's not a Chiddush you could walk back in after Tchum. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is, you could walk back with your Kli Zayinim. In the case of you went out of the Tchum, that's the din in Rosh Hashanah, that you can't walk more than a Tchum Shabbos. Wherever you end up when you finish the war, you can only walk Alpayim Amma from where you ended off. So Rashi, Menichim Kli Zayinim Echizirosim Abayis Tachitzin Shemaitzin Chutz Nechoyma. The first house they found outside the Choyma, that's where they left their guns. the Kiru ben Oivin, Sheyotso Chutz Liyev Rot for Achrayim, Nichnus for Yotzel Mipikli Zainan Vabayit Tsar, for Dachu Zez, there was a very narrow entrance into the house, so the Eden had to push one another, is they killed one another. So Chon made a takona from here that you're allowed to carry your guns back to your house.
Yeah.
Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Omar, Lekash. He has another teretz. Lekash, this is not shver. I'll tell you, we have a stira. What an al mishnah's mashma, when you go to fight, you're allowed to walk all the way back home again if you want. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah's mashma, no. You only have a nutchum, you can only walk up high mama and not more. He has a teretz like this. Lekash. Kan she notzchu Yisrael, esrumois oilem. If the Yidin won the Muhammad, they are stronger. So that's the din in Rosh Hashanah. That the Mela were not afraid if you stay outside in the field then. We won the Muhammad. So therefore you can't walk more than Apai Mama. That's all. Khan, our mission in Erevin is talking about Shenotzchu Umasalim, Esatman. Talking about that the Goyim are stronger than us. So maybe this one war, like we fought on Shabbos, we went out to fight, the Goyim ran away from us right now. But it's not the Pshat we won the war. The Goyim maybe are still stronger than us. They'll come back to fight us again. So here you have the svar. We can't tell you you have to stay outside the fields on Shabbos if you only walk up high mama, because there's a gzera, maybe we're choshish. Maybe the goyim will come back and fight you again, and it'll be in the sakona to be outside in the fields. So our mishnah says you're allowed a chosun and koimam. You can walk all the way back home, even though it's 10,000 amis. It's talking about that the yidin are stronger than the goyim are stronger than us. So Drashi, Natzchu Yisrael Apayim B'Suloi. If the Yidin are stronger, the Yidin won the Mechama, then we're not afraid if we tell the Yidin, you have to stay outside in the fields, and you can't walk more than Apayim Mama. So you only have an Apayim Mama, that's the din in Rosh Hashanah. Our Mishnah is talking about the Nitzchu Umas Olam. Choyzrin Lim Koymim Afilu Tuva. If the Goyim are stronger than us, and just now the war stopped, so then Apshita, you have to run back home as soon as possible, because then you shouldn't get killed again with the Goyim. So that's our mission. If you go out to fight on Shabbos and you get finished fighting, you're allowed to come all the way back home, even though it's more than the Tchum Shabbos. Omrav Yudam Arav. Nochrim Shetzoru Ala Yorois Yisrael. You have Goyim that are coming surrounding the Yiddish cities. They want to start fight with the Eden. Is Alocha and Yoitzim Aleim Beklizenom. You're not allowed to go to fight on Shabbos. Can't use your guns. V'yein Mechal Aleim Es Shabbos. You're not Mechalul Shabbos. Of course, like one Zach. In other words, you don't go to have war on Shabbos. Because you're going to have to be Mechalul Shabbos, you have to carry your guns and maybe kill and be over other Yisurim. So you don't go to fight Mechil on Shabbos. So if the Goyim just surrounding our Ayuris, we don't go to fight. So the Maratanyan Amiyachi have a riot for this also. Nochrim Shetzoru. Is the Goyim surrounded a Yiddish city? We don't go to fight them on Shabbos. So at the Gemara now, the Medva Mamurim, when do we say this? The Locher is Tishabo Aliske Momen. If the Goyim are only coming to take away our money, they want to rob money. So then even though they're surrounding us, we're not afraid maybe they'll attack on Shabbos, because even if they do attack on Shabbos, they're only coming for money. There's no Shalaf Pikuach Nefesh. So just to save your money, you have the right to Mechal Shabbos. Avo Bo Aliske Nefoshes. But if the Goyim are surrounding our cities to kill us, to come to fight, not to steal our money, but to kill us, then the locher is Yoitzin Aleim V'Klizeinim. Then you're allowed to go and go out and fight them on Shabbos. You're allowed to go out with your Klizeinim, with your guns. Or Mechal Aleim Es Shabbos. You can Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because it's Pekuach Nefesh. Since the Goyim are surrounding us, they may come any time now to fight with us, and they're coming to kill us. So what if they come to kill us? We're allowed to protect ourselves and go see if there'll be Mechal Shabbos enough.
Yeah.
You want to see? I will bow out this kind of poshas, you yoitz aleim miklizenim. O Mechal aleim es Shabbos. Then it could be Mechal Shabbos. Vaitu v'ir ha-smucho l'safir. What about you have a city that's right near the borders? You have a city that's near the borders. That then the locker is, afilu loy bow, al this kind of poshas, even if the Goyim are not coming to kill us, el al this kind of tevin v'kash. They're only coming to steal from us straw. Then Yoitzin Aleim B'Klizeinim. Then we are allowed to go out to fight on Shabbos. We could take our guns. Or Mechal Aleim Es Shabbos. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for this. Hey, since this city is mamish the first one outside by the stopper, by the boundaries, by the borders, that's Pekuach Nefesh. There we're allowed to fight back and be Mechal Shabbos. So Drashi. And Yoitzin Aleim. Can we force to come on Kishabo Nochem Aliske Momen? If the Goyim are just surrounding the city to steal our money, we can't start fighting on Shabbos. lesaper that ear shemavdeles ben gvul Yisrael l'gvul umus. If you have the boundary, a city that's by the boundary is near the goyish cities, then yoytzin aleihem, you're allowed to fight them even on Shabbos. Why? Val shemu you could do. Maybe they'll capture the city. Umishom tehei noicharetz lichavish lefneim. And when they capture this outside city, it'll be easier for them to go in to capture more in territory soil, or to capture more of the cities. Since it's daimet at pekuach nefesh, so a city that's by the boundary, no matter what the goyim are coming for, there's a shalat pekuach nefesh. Because true, they'll only steal the moment here, but they'll come to capture the city. Once they capture this city, it'll be an opening to capture more into the Yiddish cities. So a city that's by the boundary, that you have a right to fight even on Shabbos. Omer Rab Yosef bar Menyumi, Omer Rab Nachman, Ubebovel, in Bovel is Kiras Much L'Sapa Damien. Bovel is like a city that's near the Sapa, near the boundary. And they said, which city in Bovel does it mean? It means Nadoi. Nadoi is the boundary near where the Goyim live and where the Yidden live. So if the Goyim come to fight near Nadoi, you're allowed to be Mechal Shams. Trashi Tigamu. Ezehi ir, Bovel, Devi Smuchel Sapa, that's Nadoi. Shoysa Smuchel Nochri Mitzad Echod, Layora Shoyoshim Ben Bene Goyla Mitzad Hashani. The Yidden lived on the second side. So this city, you're allowed to protect yourself even on Shams. Dorash Rebbe Doistoi Timin Birim. My Dichsev, what does the Posek in Shmuel say? V'yagidu l'dovid leimor hinei plishtim nuchomim b'kilo. That the plishtim are coming to fight the Yiddish city of Kilo. V'heimo shoysim es agronis. The plishtim are only coming to steal the gronis, to steal the tfuah on the ground. Because they weren't coming to kill. The plishtim are only coming to steal the gronis, steal the tfuah, the wheat of the Yidden. Is Tonazot Gemara Kilo Ir Hasmuch LaSafer Hoitza. Kilo was the city near the boundary. Now this is going to be the reason why David went to fight them even on Shabbos. And even though the Plishtim were only coming to steal Mammon, they were only coming to steal the Gronas, the Tfuah, still it was Mutter to Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because it's an Ir, it's a city, Hasmuch LaSafer on the boundary. And a city on the boundary, that's the Pikuch Nefesh. So the Gemara, V'heim Loi Bo El Aliske Tevin V'Kash. How do we know the Plishtim were only coming to steal the Shtrua? The Echsiv, because the Pasuk says, "Fehem Ashoisim Es Agronis." They were going to take away to steal the Gronis, the storage of the Tfuah. Echsiv, and the Pasuk says, "Vayishol David Vashem Leimer," and David asked from the Urim and Turim, he asked from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Ha'elech, should I go? Ve'ikisi b'Plishtim, should I hit fight with the Plishtim? Ha'elech." Go and fight the Plishtim and go and save Kila. Is the Gemara, what was David's sofik that he went to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he should go fight or not? If David the Melech had a shayla l'alocha, is it mutter for him to go fight or not? And Mestam the first one, the pshat was on Shabbos. So the shayla David had a sofik, is it mutter to mechal Shabbos or not? Because the goyim were only coming to steal the tefuah, just to steal the money. So maybe for money, not Mechal Shabbos. On the other side, since Kila is an ear, Hasmuchel Safir, is like Daimit HaPikuach Nefesh, maybe it is Mutter. Siv Dovid HaMelech had this Sofik, Freddy Gemara, Harei Beis Dinoi Shel Shmuel HaRamosi Kayim, that the Beis Din of Shmuel was Kayim. And anytime you have a Shalal Lalocha, you're not supposed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask the Urim Betumim. You're supposed to ask the Dayan, like we hold Loi B'Shamayim Hi. To Shalal and Psak Halacha, you have to go to the Beis Din and not ask the Urim Betumim. So if David had a Sofik, Lalocha, if he's allowed to fight or not, why do you ask the Urim Betumim? Like Rashi says, Omidi the Issa the Heter, Loi Mishayel B'Urim Betumim. Now let's ask the Urim Betumim, a Shalal Lalocha. A Shalal Lalocha, you have to ask the Beis Din. So why didn't David go to the Beis Din and show Shmuel? Ella Zot Gemara Avada was treated to David HaMelech, you are allowed to go fight them on Shabbos. Why? Like our Gemara. Since this was a city near the Sapir, near the boundary, it's like Pekuach Nefesh. So what did David ask from Hashem then? Eli Matzliach Ila Matzliach. That's what he asked from the Urim Tumim. Will he have Atzloch in this Mocham or not? They can only have a right for this Dechsiv. Lech Vekis of a Plishtim, for your Shato es Kilo Shmamina. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him back, Vohishato, you'll be able to save, to protect Kilo. Mashma, that was David Sofik. Will I win the Mechama? Will I protect him or won't I protect him? Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, yes, you will protect him. Therefore, David went to fight him even on Shabbos. So Drashi Vohishato, Alma Mevasu led in the Netzayach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you should know, you will win the Mechama. So Therefore, that's the loch, like we're learning, if you have a city that's near the boundary, that you're allowed to fight even on Shabbos. Even if they're only coming for a moment. Here's the Mishnah. Mi sheyoshav baderech. Somebody was sitting outside on the road. The omad, and he stood up. The ro, harehu somach liyir. And he saw now that he's right near the city. He's within a tchum, 2,000 amis outside the city. Is hoyev loy hoysa kavanosa lekach lo yikonis. We're talking about now on Friday, this person was traveling. He had a long journey. The Mepharshim learn is talking about taki he had das to reach the city. The guy is mamish miles away from Los Angeles, and on Friday he started to walk into Los Angeles. And right before Shabbos, he was so tired, he sat down to take a rest. So by Bein HaShemosh, at the beginning of Shabbos, he was sitting someplace out in the field, and he did not know how close he was to L.A. Then Friday night on Shabbos, he gets up, and he sees his mom is close to L.A. He's like 1,000 amas outside L.A. But Lamaisa, at the beginning of Shabbos Bein HaShemosh, he did not know that he was so close to L.A. So he did not have kavona to be kind of shvisom. My tchum should be like part of L.A. Poshli yoni adas, I should be kind of shvisom right here. So Remeho Zenechanami, he's only kind of shvisom where he is, and he could only walk now a payimama from where he's sitting, and not more. Even if this Apayimama takes him into the city, he could only walk until the end of the Apayimama, not more. Thus how to Remeya. Since he didn't have das to be kind of shvisa as part of the city, he doesn't have the din of the city. What? Yeah, that's only if you have das to be kind of shvisa inside the city. So once you have das to be kind of inside, then those cities could alamis. But if you had das to be kind of someplace that we had din before, if you have das to be kind of shvisa someplace else, and you have right to walk Apayimama, even if your Apayimama ends in the middle of the city, you only could walk until there and not more. So that's here. According to Ramei, you have to have das to be kind of shvisa. So since you did not know you're close to L.A., you didn't have das to come in there, you're not kind of shvisa. We have Yehudu Aymen, no, Yikonis. No, it's not totally in his das. Like as a Svara, if he would have known about it, his zicha would have wanted it. So since he would have wanted it, consider that's enough. That's Kainish Shvisa. Is Yikonis, he has a din like the people of the city, and he's Kainish Shvisa inside, he can walk in. Rashi says, Mishi Yashav Aderech, Lo Nuach Shoyoyef, he was very tired. He didn't know he was in the tchum of the city. Then it got dark. That's for Meir Shita. And if you don't know, you could walk inside. It happened to Meisa once. That Reb Tafun was outside the city before Shabbos, and he did not have kavanah to be kind of the shvisa as part of the city. Still, when he got up on Shabbos, he realized he was in the tchum of the city, and he had a din like the city. So Yehuda brings a riot to himself and the ma'isa of Reb Tafun. So the Gemara Tanya, Omer Reb Yehuda, ma'isa of Reb Tafun show yimahalech b'derech. He was walking on the road Friday, v'chashecheloi, and it got dark, so he sat down on the road. V'lon chutzlier. And he went to sleep even that night outside the city. As he did not know how close he was to the city, he thought Nastami is still very far away. So he took he went to sleep outside. Ulashachris in the morning, Matsu Roy Boker, the people that take care of the animals found him. Omrula Rebbe. So they told him, Rebbe, Harayir Lafonecha, you should know you're in the tchum of the city. Your mamish less than 2,000 amas away from the city. He konais, come into the city. The loch was nichnas v'yoshev v'beis ha-medrash, enechnami. So the ma'aseh was Reb Tarfon Taka got up, and he went into the beis ha-medrash. V'doras kol ha-yom kula, and he dashed in the whole day. So the churat saraya, that even though at the beginning of Shabbos, poshut he did not know, he was so close to the tchum, and he thought he'll be outside the city, still, l'ma'aseh, since he was in the tchum, afilu shleimi daitoi, we say it is kind of the tchum. And the Gemara Omru Loi, the Reb Meir, said back to Reb Yehuda, from here there's no raya. Misham Raya, Shema Baliboy Hoysa. Maybe Reb Tarfon Taka knew exactly how close he was. And he knew that he would be able to walk into the Tchum on Shabbos. That's why he's kind of the din of the Shvisa of the city. He knew about it. Oi, Beis HaMedrash Muvla B'Tay Tchum Hoya. Or maybe Taka he has kind of new Shvisa. Wherever he is outside, he only has the right to walk in our Payimam and not more. But where did it say he walked to? He walked his Beis HaMedrash. Maybe his base of Medrash was at the beginning of the city, which was in his tchum. So it's no riot to Reb Yehuda. Maybe the loch is like Reb Meir. He only has a new tchum from where he was sitting. He could only walk in al payimama, 2,000 amas, and not more. How did he walk into his base of Medrash? his Beis Medrash was in the tchum of where he was sitting. So now there's no riot to Rabbi Yehuda. But Allah Yitak is like Rabbi Yehuda, that even though you didn't have das, but Lalach has brought down, we're talking about in the case that you were trying to walk into the city. Josh, you did not realize how close you were. You thought there's still a long distance, and you're outside the city. But Lu Yitzui, you didn't have a cloud das to walk into the city, then you wouldn't be carrying the shvis of the city. Like if you have das to travel on, you want to go to a different city. Even though now where you rested, you're in the tchum of this city, since you have no das to go into that city, then you won't be carrying the shvis. It's only a svara that really you want to get into LA. Because you don't realize how close you are. So to get like Shlomi Daito, he says, as if you really want to go in, and it's about if you would know that you're so close, you would want to be kind of Shvisa there. So we say you're kind of Shvisa. So at the Mishnah. Mi sheyoshin b'derech. Somebody went to sleep Friday afternoon on the road. V'lo yoda. He didn't know where he went to sleep, how close he was to the city. V'lo yoda. Ad shecha shecha. Until it got night time, and then he woke up and he found where he was. Is the locha yesh lo yapayim am locha ruach? You should know he only has apayim am to go all around him. Because here the case is the person went to sleep on Friday. So bein hashmosha the person was sleeping. Like he had no das at all to be kind any shvisa at all. Still Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds he's kind of shvisa. He has apayim am from walk all around him. The chom maimrim no. Ain lo yelar bamis. Hey, this is not talking about now where you're near a city. This time a case, you're walking outside the roads, you're almost in the middle of nowhere, and you went to sleep Friday afternoon, and you woke up on Shabbos night. So, bein hashmoshes, you were asleep. You didn't have das to be kind any shvisa at all. So, if Yechon ben Nuri says, shaloi midaito, you also kind of shvisa, you have a right to walk up high mama. Chachom say no. Since at bein hashmoshes, you were asleep, you had no das at all, hitaka not kind of shvisa at all. You only have daladamas, not more. You can't walk out of your daladamas. That's a chom shita. And Reb Lezer says that you only have a dalad amis, where even these four amis, where can you walk them? It means like right now where you are, you're in the middle. It means you can walk two amis to the right, two amis to the left, two amis front, two amis backwards. That's all. You can't walk four amis one way. Like you're mamish in the middle of it, and you have two amis all around you. That's Reb Lezer shita. Reb Yehuda Weimer, no. Li'ez the ruach. So yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you have a right to choose which Daladamas you want. So when you have, you're in one point, if you want to walk straight Daladamas, you're allowed to walk these Daladamas, but then nothing more. You can't walk backwards the other way Daladamas. If you have your choice, which way you want to pick your Daladamas. Rabbi Lezer says no. The din is as if you're in the middle, and you go two Amas each way. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, you have a right to choose which Daladamas you want to walk, and once you choose it once, though, you can't change your mind. Like it says, Yehuda Oyim Eleiz L'Ruach Sheyir Tzayelich, Abo Maida Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is Maida, Shem Biru Loi, once you choose which side you want your Daladamas to be, the Lachar is Shein Yochol Achsaboy, then you can't change your mind now and decide, hey, I want the other side. You can't change your mind, anymore. L'Hoyu Shinayim, let's say there are two people outside the city. Niktsas amoysev shozer v'toych amoysev sozer. He's right, according to Chachamim, that you only kind of daladamis. His two people went to sleep outside in the field, and they went to sleep exactly six amas away. Reuven is here, and six amas away from him is Shimon. And they both went to sleep Friday afternoon, and they woke up on Shabbos. So according to Chachamim, they both only have a right to walk daladamis. So Lamaisa, Reuven here could walk four amas this way. Shimon here could walk four amas this way. So Lamaisa, they went to sleep six amas apart. So six amas apart, if you could walk four amas here, and he could walk four amas here, there's last two amas you both meet. There is a six amas apart, so really there's three, each one could walk three amas. So the fourth amas they both can meet. There's one amas where both of them can meet in. So Lachri is Hoyushinayim. Miksas amoysev shozer, betoich amoysev shozer, that the middle amor, they both have a right to walk. He could walk four amas this way, he could walk four amas this way. So the fourth amor they're both meeting is Allah Enochanami, is Mevi and Vyechlim Biemsa. They're allowed to bring food and they can meet together there and eat there. In that amor, they're allowed to meet and we're not afraid.